Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura. Or do we look like Piske and Usagi to you? Oh, my gosh.
All right. So we learned that Piske and Usagi are coming to Taiwan.
Oh, my gosh.
They're having a special.
We have to go visit them.
I know. Oh, my
them.
God. Because let me tell you all about this exhibition
okay,
first. There's a special exhibition at Hua San 1914 Creative Park. Okay. And it's until the end of the month, so we have to go ASAP.
We have to, because it started like last December, right?
Exactly.
And we missed out on that, so we should actually arrange some time to go together so we can learn about the person behind Piske and Usagi, which is called Kanahei Kanahula.
And we learned that her drawings were at first were very popular for high school girls in Japan.
Totally.
And then because they became so popular, she had her own line stickers, which became even more popular.
Nice.
So we have to hurry because the exhibition ends very, very soon and we learn all about Kanahei's story. So let's take a look at our article and learn more.
Reading. Kanahei's Yuruto Relax Town comes to Taipei. Kanahei's Yuruto Relaxed Town exhibition gets the ball rolling with a live broadcast from a TV newsroom. In the studio, the announcer will present the different parts of the exhibition. Once you leave the newsroom and walk through the exhibition, you will come across many theme areas. One of them is the Constellation Observatory. Here you will find 12 star signs that look like Piske and Usagi. Moving on, you will watch a magic performance. Kanahei worked with one of her fans and a producer to make this show and a special animation. You'll see how they were made and feel as if Piske and Usagi were dancing for you. There's also a museum with 16 of Kanahei's illustrations. History fans will enjoy seeing the evolution of Piske and Usagi from prehistory to the modern era. Finally, perhaps everyone's favorite part will be the souvenirs from Japan. Visitors will be able to take home a memory of their journey to the world of Piske and Usagi here. Visit Kanahei's Yuruto Relax Town before it leaves town, or else you'll miss this magical journey.
All right, so the article says Kanahei's Yuruto Relaxed Town Exhibition gets the ball rolling with a live broadcast from a TV newsroom.
OK, 我们来看一下。哦、oh, ，就是一开始用卡纳赫拉的惬意小镇吗 ？OK， 这中文我念的不是很好。OK， 以现场新闻播报室作为开端。
Ooh,
so they're going to be like anchor woman or anchor man.
All right, so when we get the ball rolling is our shortcut for you words. Let's take a quick break to learn about what that means.
Shortcut for you.
Thank you for inviting me to this job interview.
I've been looking forward to meeting you. Now, let's get the ball rolling.
What ball is that? I don't see any balls.
Let me stop you there. When we say get the ball rolling, we mean do something to start an activity.We could also say set or start the ball rolling.
Now I'm on the ball. Get, start, or set the ball rolling means 开始进行某事。
Okay, so now we've set the ball rolling. Tell me about your last job.
I worked for an English company.
And what did you do there?
I learned about English phrases, and thanks for teaching me a new one.
No problem.
Oh, okay, when you get the ball rolling, it means you start an activity. So let's get the ball rolling to learn more about this word.
So get the ball rolling, 就是赶快开始进行某件事情哦。Okay, so let's get the ball rolling. But first, I think we have to take a look at our vocabulary that just appeared in our first sentence, right?
That's right. So we see the word broadcast. Now, a broadcast means a TV or radio program. So whatever we see on TV or whatever we hear on the radio, that is a broadcast. And we use this word because when you broadcast something as a verb, you send out these special signals through the radio, through the air to radio or TV, and then you make it to the, so the public can hear or see.
Nice.
So that's why you use broadcast as a noun, and we can also use it as a verb as well.
Mm-hmm.
For example, as a noun, we can say we all watched the live broadcast of New Year's Eve in NYC on TV.
Wow, nice. Okay, broadcast 是什么呢？当然就是电视节目，或者它也可以是表示广播节目。刚刚有提到它可能是 radio or TV broadcast。OK， 那刚刚提到的 live broadcast， 我们常常会看到一些像是过年啊、跨年的晚会啦，或者是 some concerts maybe。有时候我们在电视上转播 live broadcast， 就是实况转播或是现场直播，然后我们就看到 live 就是现场这样子的意思哦。OK， so you could have a live broadcast， or you could even have a recorded broadcast.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, or sometimes we might ask the other person if we missed out on the show or something. We could say, hey, did you hear the broadcast of last night's game?
That's right. All right, so next in the article says, in the studio, the announcer will present the different parts of the exhibition. So it's kind of like being in the TV newsroom and the announcer, the person who talks, will start to talk about everything. Okay, this room is for this room is for that. So it's kind of cool.
That's cute. Okay. 所以我们进去这个展内，我们看到这个播报室当中呢，播报员呢怎么样会呈现展览的各个部分。Okay, 这里的 present 再当作是动词哦，就是展示啦，呈现这样的意思。So we're at the studio.
That's right. Now a studio is also a vocabulary word. It's a noun and it's basically a place where radio or TV programs are broadcast, okay, or where they are filmed, or where they're showed to the public. It can also be a place where movies are made, where music is recorded, or when art is made. So it's more like an artistic space.
Right.
For example, we can say we got the chance to watch a movie being filmed at the studio.
Ooh,
I know, right?
Okay, 像其实环球影城的英文就是 Universal Studios.
That's right.
Okay, 我们来看一下 studio 是什么，它可以当作是摄影棚的意思啦。Okay, 或者它可能是一个工作室。那像是我们常去录音的时候，我们要去哪里？录音室的英文就是 recording studio， 也是这个字哦。Okay, 那如果大家常会看一些 talk show， 或者是有一些在国外的节目，他们都会有一个现场。就是会有那个观众 a studio audience. That just means people who watch a program while it is being made in the studio. I like that.
I know, like a lot of TV shows like Jimmy Fallon, okay, or Saturday Night Live, these kind of TV programs will have a studio audience. So people in the audience can
even like some singing contest in China.
That's right.
中国好声音还是什么的，对啊。
There's a studio audience.
Right.
Oh, that'd be kind of fun.
Cry or scream.
I know, it'd be so fun.To go. Now, who do we see in the studio? We see an announcer. Now, an announcer is our vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means someone who gives information on TV or radio. So they're like, you know, news reporters or a TV host. So, for example, we can say the TV announcer shared the sad news this morning.
That's so sad. Yeah. Okay, so let's take a look at this word announcer. 它是个名词哦。那当然 announcer 呢，它可以是电视台啦，或是电台的这个主播啦 ，OK， 或者呢，它是一个是节目的一个预告者，因为其中的 announce 就是有宣布或是宣告这样子的意思，所以播报员 ，OK， 我们也可以用 announcer，OK、okay?。So for example, we could put it in a sentence like this: He works part time as an announcer for a local radio station. Nice.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, once you leave the newsroom and walk through the exhibition, you will come across many theme areas.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, this sounds so fun already.
I know,
so,
right?
At first, we start out at the newsroom, and then when we leave this part, we realize there's a lot of theme areas,
or
we will come across a lot of theme areas. Now, when you come across something, it means you meet someone or you find something by chance. So, you will see all these different things.
Okay, 那一旦呢，我们离开这个新闻播报室，我们走进这个展览当中，我们就会看到很多的主题哦。And here we see the phrase come across. across something. Okay, 就是遇到啦或是偶然发现某个东西。For example, I could put in a sentence like this, researchers have come across important new evidence.
Oh, okay.
Or it could also mean you see somebody, right? You bump into somebody. Like, as I was walking through the town, I came across a group of street performers.
Oh.Theme here is our vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means the main subject, idea, or style used in a particular space. So, for example, we have theme parks. Now, what a theme park is, they all stick to one idea or main subject. Now, many of you have probably been to theme parks. For example, Disneyland is a theme park. Now, in Disneyland, everything is all about Disney. Or if we go to Universal Studios, it's all about things from NBC Universal, this company. So you'll see things like the Minions or Jurassic Park, Jaws. These are all, Disneyland and Universal Studios are all theme parks. Now, we can also say, is there a theme for your birthday party?And the person can respond, the theme of my party is the 80s. That means that you should dress in 80s style clothing or et cetera, because that is the main idea or main subject of the party.
Oh my gosh, can I totally go to your party?
Yes, please.
Oh my gosh.
It's so fun.
So many colors, fashionable clothes. Oh my gosh.
It's going to be so much
fun. I have to go. Okay, theme. 我提到的是什么呢？当然就是主题。所以像是呢，噔噔噔。
I know this movie.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, you have to stop me from singing. 因为我不太会唱歌，好不好？
Okay, it's Star Wars.
没错的主题曲就是 theme song. 那刚刚我们提到的 theme park, I went to the Universal Studios.
Oh my God,
and I saw the Minions in person, in the flesh. They're like this tall, though.
And they're big.
I wonder who's inside.
I know. Okay. People like me. I think I could be a Minion. I have the hype for it.
So cute. Okay. And then sometimes we talk about maybe like albums, okay? Sometimes they can focus on themes like of love or things like that. Or adventures are popular themes in children's books.
That's
Jumanji.
Ooh.
I love that story.
I love that. Mm. I love the game. Have you played it before? All right. So let's continue reading. It says, one of them is the Constellation Observatory. So in this exhibition, there's different areas. And one part is called, the theme is all about the Constellation Observatory. That's so cool.
I wonder if you can actually take pictures because it's so dark probably
in there.
Yeah, okay.我们来看一下其中因为我们刚刚提到有很多主题其中我们看到的呢这个观星瞭望台便是其中一个哦所以在这个卡纳赫拉的天文台就是刚刚提到的 Constellation Observatory 当中呢民众我们可以透过望远镜看见动态的批注以及这个粉红兔兔置身在这个星空中然后他们在玩耍这样子哦、
so Oh my god, I really like that because I really like things about the stars and constellation. I think that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Alright, next in the article it says, here you will find 12 star signs that look like Pisgay and Misagi. I want to know what my star sign looks like.
I want to see mine and Peng Yiyan's, which is your star sign.
Oh my god,
牡羊座 OK, 在这边你可以找到长得非常像批注跟粉红兔兔的十二星座你们一定要去看我的星座双子 OK, star sign 没错就是星座的意思所以常常我们会说 Hey, what's your star sign? 就是在问对方、欸、你是什么星座啊、
Alright, so next the article says Moving on, you will watch a magic performance Oh, so cool So in this Constellation Observatory you will see a magic performance Now we saw the phrase Moving on, this phrase meansto continue, or maybe you want to talk about a new thing. We can also say this when we want to change topics as well. So if someone's talking to you, you don't really want to carry on the conversation.
Anyway.
You can say anyway, or you can say moving on. Okay, that's kind of a polite way to be like, okay, next topic.
Okay, I get it. Okay, so 接着呢，你会看到一个、这个观赏一场魔术秀。Okay, 我超爱的，而且周杰伦也很爱这个。Okay, 他会不会去看呢 ？Okay, let's take a look at move on. This phrase means to continue. Okay, 就是继续前进。Okay, we could also use move along,、right? So let's move along or move on to the next item.
That's right. Okay, so what do we get to see? We see a magic performance.
Wow.
Let's take a look at the word performance. This is a noun and it means an activity that someone else does to entertain an audience.
Wow.
So usually performance will be things like singing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, a singer.
Right.
It could be a play, it could be a magic show, or it could be dancing. Mm. So these are all considered performances. Mm. For example, I could say everyone had fun with their performances at the company's end of the year dinner.
Right. Oh, okay, let's take a look at this word performance, 就是表演, okay? And of course, the verb is to perform, okay? 就是也是表演的意思,不过它是它的动词的用法。So how can we put this in a sentence? We could probably say something like, this evening's performance will start at 8 o'clock. Okay, now sometimes we could use this word figuratively, for example. That tearful apology was quite a performance. I almost believe you were sorry. Okay, so basically, it was an act. Okay.
Yeah, I'm very good at acting. I should win an Oscar.
You are so good. You should. You're such a great performer.
I know.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on, let's continue reading. It says, Conahay worked with one of her fans and a producer to make the show and a special animation. So an animation is just a way of making a video or a movie. Now, people might use drawings or the computer to put everything together.
Right.
If you draw, you have to do everything one by one or frame by frame. So if you want to show someone waving, you would need to draw at different angles to create an animation. So that's pretty cool.
Okay.
It takes a lot of work as well.
I know, right? Okay. Mm. 所以呢，我们来看一下这个卡赫拉跟他的一名粉丝，同时也是一个制作人合作。来制作这场表演跟一出特殊的动画，其中我们看到的 animation 大家应该都不陌生吧，因为像是动画片就是 animation movies, right? 而且像日文的 anime that actually comes from this word, okay? 日文 anime 其实就是源自于这个英文字 okay? 日本人很喜欢 borrow words, 他们喜欢借这个英文的专有名词 so,
and they love anime
right, I know, like Totoro
oh my god, I love Totoro
oh my gosh, I love him okay,
moving on the article says you'll see how they were made and feel as if Pisuke and Usagi were dancing for you
that's so
cool, you kind of learn how to make animation
Oh my gosh, I have to take a picture with them, okay? 所以你将会了解这个动画的制作过程，然后还可以感受批注跟粉红兔兔如同在你身边跳舞一般，然后你也可以 maybe you can dance with them. Okay, so we saw this phrase as if or as though. 其实这个片语呢，我们可以表示仿佛啦，或是似乎这样的意思。那通常呢，它是引导这个副词子句做假设语气使用哦，表示跟事实不符或者是不可能发生的一个假设情境。所以刚刚的课文提到是说呢，利用这个动画的原理，让这个静止的公仔每个动作都看起来仿佛他们是在跳舞一般，所以他们用的是跟现在 OK 就是事实相反的一个假设语气。那我们来看一些例子要怎么用在一个常用句。 So maybe you could say something like the plane looked as if it was going to crash. So it's not really going to crash, it just looks like that, OK? 那当然呢 as if or as thoughso, 它也可以呢就是作为直述句为一般的陈述使用那是用来表示呢极为可能成真的事情 OK 所以副词子句只要用正常的时态 So maybe I could say something like The plant looks as if it is about to die 所以它是有可能快要枯萎你就可以这么说啦 And of course we could all also use as if就是单单用 as if 在一个口语的情况就是最好是啦这样的意思比方像是如果有人说 Hey, he thinks you like him 就说最好是我怎么可能喜欢他我就可以说 As if that means I don't like him at all There's no chance that I would like him
Alright, so next the article says there's also a museum with 16 of Conahay's illustrations.
So many things in this place. Okay, 所以展内呢，我们还看到一个博物馆啦，然后里面有16件卡拉赫拉的插画。
Next it says, history fans will enjoy seeing the evolution of Pisuke and Usagi from prehistory to the modern era. So, yeah, we get to learn about the evolution now. Evolution is just basically a change over time, usually a long time. An era is just basically a period of time or a specific time period. So the Victorian era is the Victorian time period.
That's right, OK, 那历史迷呢我们就可以好好欣赏批注跟粉红兔兔从哇这么久以前史前时代到现在的演变。 在这里呢，我们看到的prehistoric or prehistory 就是史前时代。OK, pre 当然就是在什么前面的意思，而 evolution 当然就是演化、进化啦。And era just means 年代、时代的意思。
Mm-hmm.
An age.
Next,、mm-hmm. the article says, finally, perhaps everyone's favorite part will be the souvenirs from Japan. I love souvenirs.
We're going to spend some money.
I know. Souvenirs、mm-hmm. is something we take home when you visit a new place,、uh-huh. and it helps you remember what that place or what thatThing is like.
Okay, 如果你跟我 Tiffany, 你跟我跟 Tiffany 一样真的很爱买，你可能会最喜欢这个部分，就是现场有来自日本的 souvenirs, 纪念品。I want to get them.
I buy so many souvenirs from Disney and Universal Studios.
I waste so much money there.
I know. All right, so next, let's continue reading the article. It says, visitors will be able to take home a memory of their journey to the world of Pisgay and Usagi here.
Okay, 所以我们一定要去，如果你是粉丝们，因为游客可以将这趟这个批注跟粉红兔兔之旅的回忆带回家、啊。Mm.
And then it says, visit Kanahe's Naruto relaxed town before it leaves town, or else you'll miss this magical journey.
I know. Okay, 所以在卡纳赫拉的切伊小镇搬迁前一定来造访一下，否则你一定会错过这趟魔幻之旅。Here or else, 就是要不然否则什么什么 like, for example, we must be there by 6 or else we'll miss the beginning
of
the movie or the show.
Yeah, we gotta get there on time. So it's a magical place. Mm-hmm. Magical is an adjective and it means something that is very pleasant or exciting. It seems like it was magic.
Oh my gosh.
For example, visiting Hogwarts at Universal Studios was so magical. I really felt like a witch in Harry Potter.
Oh, okay, magical 就是魔法的，或是它也有神奇的、很棒的、美妙的意思。So for example, we could use this word in a conversation like this. We had a magical time there. Maybe you visited the Universal Studios, right? Okay, that comes to the end of today's article. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat question for you and Tiffany. What is your favorite kind of souvenir? Why?
Oh my god, I like to buy a lot of stuff. I like to buy postcards, magnets, food, everything. But only small items. I don't like to get too many things.
Can openers, key rings?
Yeah, oh, key rings are okay. Yeah. Mostly postcards, though. Postcards are my favorite kinds of souvenirs. What about you?
Do you actually use them, though?
Not really. I just keep it because I think, like, okay, it's a memory. I send it to people.
I like cute stuff. Maybe, like, small stuffed animals.
Oh, my God. When I go to Disney, though, I buy a ton of souvenirs.
I don't know about t-shirts, though, but Minions. I actually got a Minion t-shirt at Universal Studios. But can I give it to you? It's kind of, like, embarrassing.
Really? I'll wear it.
Okay.
I love Minions.
Or a bath towel. You know, one of those really cool at the Universal Studios. Okay, we waste so much money on souvenirs.
So
you guys have a chat about this question. What is your favorite kind of souvenir and why? We're out of time, so we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Kanahe's Yuruto Relaxed Town comes to Taipei.Kanahe's Yuruto Relaxed Town exhibition gets the ball rolling with a live broadcast from a TV newsroom. In the studio, the announcer will present the different parts of the exhibition. Once you leave the newsroom and walk through the exhibition, you will come across many theme areas. One of them is the Constellation Observatory. Here you will find 12 star signs that look like Pisgay and Usagi. Moving on, you will watch a magic performance.Kanahe worked with one of her fans and a producer to make this show and a special animation. You'll see how they were made and feel as if Pisgay and Usagi were dancing for you. There's also a museum with 16 of Kanahe's illustrations. History fans will enjoy seeing the evolution of Pisgay and Usagi from prehistory to the modern era. Finally, perhaps everyone's favorite part will be the souvenirs from Japan.Visitors will be able to take home a memory of their journey to the world of Pisgay and Usagi here. Visit Kanahe's Yuruto Relaxed Town before it leaves town, or else you'll miss this magical journey. Vocabulary Review. Broadcast.
The broadcast is showing news about the typhoon that will arrive soon. Studio. Karen works at a television studio and tells people the weather on the news. Announcer. Sports games usually have announcers who give information to viewers about what is happening. Theme. The theme of this movie is family and why parents should raise their children properly. Performance. At the school show, students gave performances, including singing, dancing, and even magic tricks. Magical. Visiting Santa's village in Finland is magical. It feels like you're really in Santa Claus's hometown.